Hello, and welcome to An Encouraged Heart. Thank you for joining me for Bible study. We are currently studying Being a Disciple, Counting the Real Cost. If you have not had a chance to purchase the Bible study, please go online to Precept Ministries. Today, we will read scriptures from 1 Thessalonians chapter 1. As always, let's begin with a quick word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your word. Help us to listen carefully to your voice and help us to obey your commands in Jesus' name. If you have your workbooks, please turn to page 61 and I'm going to read a few comments in the observation section. It reads as follows. Jesus commissioned the disciples to go into all the world and make more disciples, and this is exactly what they did. After Paul had visited and ministered in Thessalonica, he together with Timothy and Silvanus wrote a letter to the believers there. In that letter, Paul recounted what happened as a result of his visit and the presentation of the gospel. In reading this, we can gain valuable insights into making disciples. Okay, turn over, if you have your workbooks, to page 62. It tells us that we're going to do markings, as always, to focus on keywords and phrases. We're going to mark the word gospel and the word word when it is synonymous with gospel. We're going to draw a small megaphone. Okay, we're going to do that now. So we're going to do those markings. Again, we're looking at 1 Thessalonians chapter 1. Verses 5 through 8 today. Okay, beginning in verse 5. For our gospel did not come to you in word only, so mark gospel, but also in power and in the Holy Spirit and with full conviction, just as you know what kind of men we proved to be among you for your sake. Okay. Verse 6, you also became imitators of us and of the Lord, having received the word. So mark that with a small megaphone. And much tribulation with the joy of the Holy Spirit, so that you became an example to all the believers in Macedonia and Achaia. Verse 8, for the word of the Lord, so mark word, has sounded forth from you, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but also in every place your faith toward God has gone forth, so that we have no need to say anything. Okay, also it tells us to read the passage again, circle every pronoun that refers to Paul, Silvanus, and Timothy. And also, they like us to underline every reference to the Thessalonians. Okay? So going back to verse 5. For our gospel did not come to you in word only. So you want to mark our and you. So in this case, we would circle our and we would mark you. Again, referring to the Thessalonians. But also in power and in the Holy Spirit, and with full conviction, just as you, mark you, by underlining it, just as you know what kind of men we prove to be among you for your sake. Circle we, underline you and your. Verse 6, you also became imitators of us and of the Lord. So underline you, and of course circle us, having received the word in much tribulation with the joy of the Holy Spirit. Verse 7, so that you became an example to all the believers in Macedonia and Achaia. Here you would underline you. Verse 8, for the word of the Lord has sounded forth from you, mark you, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but also in every place your faith toward God has gone forth. So you would underline your, so that we have no need to say anything. Circle we, again referring to Paul, Silvanus, and Timothy. Okay, I'm going to read this passage as always without interruption. For our gospel did not come to you in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Spirit and with full conviction, just as you know what kind of men we proved to be among you for your sake. You also became imitators of us and of the Lord, having received the word in much tribulation with the joy of the Holy Spirit, so that you became an example to all the believers in Macedonia and in Achaia. For the word of the Lord has sounded forth from you, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but also in every place your faith toward God has gone forth, so that we have no need to say anything. Okay, we're going to look at several questions as it pertains to this passage. The first says, according to verse 5, how did the gospel come to the Thessalonians? Number in the text of different ways it came and discuss them. Okay, so going back to verse 5, it says here that the gospel came to them in word only. So these were spoken words, of course, by Paul, Silvanus, and Timothy. It also says that it came in power and also in the Holy Spirit. So we know that the Lord's presence was with them and working through them as they shared the gospel. Also, it says here, and with full conviction. So again, Paul, Silvanus, and Timothy brought the word of God, which is truth. And, okay, that was their purpose to, again, to proclaim the good news. Also, if you look at the latter part of that verse, it says, just as you know what kind of men we proved to be among you for your sake. So, I believe that refers to the fact that as Paul, Silvanus, and Timothy shared the word, they were also examples to the Thessalonians. You know, they were disciples making disciples. So they spoke the word. The Holy Spirit was with them. They knew they had the truth. But at the same time, they also lived it out. Okay, they were examples to their new disciples, who were the Thessalonians. Okay, moving on to the next question. What happened to the Thessalonians as a result of the gospel's coming? Well, looking at verse 6, it says, you also became imitators of us and of the Lord, having received the word in much tribulation with the joy of the Holy Spirit. So they received the word. Even though there was, of course, it says here, much tribulation, some opposition there. Also, they became imitators of Paul and Silvanus and Timothy and of Jesus. So it just shows that as a disciple, those who you are trying to disciple basically will imitate your actions, your behavior as well. Okay. And also it says here, moving on to verse 7, again, they became imitators, but they were also examples to other believers. It says here in Macedonia and in Achaia as well. Okay. Moving on to the next question. When the gospel was delivered to the Thessalonians, what accompanied it? Or to put it in other words, how was it received? Word in verse 6 should have been marked with a megaphone. Okay, and it says here, again, that the word was received in much tribulation. Okay, and also with joy. So even despite opposition, they still have the joy of the Lord. They still knew that the Lord was with them, even though they were facing persecution for accepting the gospel of Jesus Christ. Okay, moving on to the next question. Was this tribulation to be expected? Yes, it certainly was. Those who chose to become disciples of Jesus were warned that they would face persecution as they spread the gospel. We've discussed that a number of times in the various episodes. If you were with me previously, in week five, we read a scripture that actually was found on page 57 if you have your workbook. If you don't, you can turn to Mark chapter 10, verse 30. And let me just read that scripture. But Jesus is speaking, and he's saying to his disciples, it says, again, Mark chapter 10, verse 30, but that he will receive 100 times as much now in the present age, houses and brothers and sisters and mothers and children and farms, along with persecutions, and in the age to come, eternal life. So even along with blessings, there is persecution for those who follow after the Lord. Okay, moving on to the next question. What did the Thessalonians become? And as we've seen, they have become examples to all believers in Macedonia and Achaia. The last question, it says, did they become disciples of Jesus Christ? How do you know from the verses you just read and marked? Well, if you look again at verse 7, it talked about they became examples. So as a disciple maker, you are an example to the new disciples. So they were examples to, once again, the believers in Macedonia and Achaia. So we know that. And also looking at verse 8, it says here, for the word of the Lord has sounded forth from you, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but also in every place your faith toward God has gone forth. Okay, and it says here also, so that we have no need to say anything. So again, we know that they were imitators of Paul, Silvanus, and Timothy, and Jesus. They were examples. So they most definitely accepted that call of being a disciple. Okay, there was teaching going on. There were examples. They endured, even though they knew that there would be persecution. So they exhibited all the characteristics of being disciple makers as well. Disciples and disciple makers. Okay. If you have your workbooks, there is actually a diagram on page 63, which there's a pattern or basically a process of discipleship. So if you don't have the book, I'll try to describe it to you. This is an illustration that Paul followed the teachings of Jesus. So he became a disciple of Jesus. In turn, the Thessalonians became, of course, disciples of Jesus with the influence of Paul. And the Thessalonians also became disciples, and they became disciple makers as well, because they influenced the people, again, in Macedonia and Achaia. Okay. So I think, again, this tells us that, you know, our walk with the Lord is very influential. And so it's important that we look to Paul and Silvanus and Timothy as the examples even today. Okay. Well, I certainly hope today's lesson was a blessing to you. If so, please take a moment and share this lesson with a friend. Take care, and I look forward to you joining me next time. God bless.